Well, good evening, I must say. I am going to be doing another hysterical literature piece, but with a little bit of a twist here. To explain, I'm going to be doing the Inferno, well, excuse me, Inferno by Dante. And much like how Dante was led by Virgil through the nine circles of hell, I too am going to be tortured. So, as they always say, ain't no party like a Hitachi wand and classical peace party, so let's get it started. By the way, Vex, I fucking hate you. Okay. Midway upon the journey of our life, I found myself within a forest dark, for the straightforward pathway had been lost. Ah, me, how hard a thing it is to say. What was this forest, savage, rough, and stern, which in the very thought renews the fear? So bitter is it, death is little more, but of the good to treat which there I found. Speak will I of the other things I saw there. I cannot well repeat how there I entered. So full was I of slumber at the moment in which I had abandoned the true way. But after I had reached the mountain's foot, at that point where the valley terminated, which had with consternation pierced my heart, upward I looked, and I beheld its shoulders. Vested already with that planet's rays, which leadeth others right by every road, then was the fear a little quieted, that in my heart's lake had endured throughout the night, which I had passed so piteously. And even as he who, with distressful breath, forth issued from the sea upon the shore, turns to the water perilous and gazes, so did my soul, that still was fleeing onward, turn itself back to re-behold the pass, which never yet a living person left. After my weary body I had rested, the way resumed I on the desert slope, so that the firm foot ever was the lower. And lo, almost where the ascent began, a panther light and swift exceedingly, which with a spotted skin was covered over, and never moved she from before my face. Nay, rather did she impede so much my way, that many times I to return had turned. The time was the beginning of the morning, and up the sun was mounting with those stars, that with him were what time the love divine at first in motion set those beauteous things. So were to me occasion of good hope, the variegated skin of that wild beast, the hour of time in the delicious season. But not so much that did not give me fear, a lion's aspect which appeared to me. He seemed as if against me he were coming, with head uplifted and with ravenous hunger, so that it seemed the air was afraid of him, and the she-wolf, that with all the hungering seemed to be laden in her meagerness, and many folk had cause to live forlorn. She brought upon me with so much heaviness, with the affright that from her aspect came, that I the hope relinquished of the height, and as he is who willingly acquires, and the time comes that causes him to lose, who weeps in all his thoughts and is despondent. Even such made me that beast withouten peace, which coming on against me by degrees, thrust me back thither where the sun is silent. While I was rushing downward to the lowland, before mine eyes did one present himself, who seemed from long continued silence hoarse. When I beheld him in the desert vast, have pity on me, unto him I cried. Whichever thou art, or shade, or real man, he answered me, not man, man I once was. Man once I was, excuse me. And both my parents were of Lombardy, and Mantuans by country both of them. Sub Julio was I born, though it was late, and lived at Rome under the good Augustus, during the time of false and lying gods. A poet was I, and I sang that just the son of Anchises, who came forth from Troy, and after that Ilion the superb was burned. But thou, why goest thou back to such annoyance? Why climbst thou not the Mount Delectable, which is the source of cause of every joy? Now thou art that Virgilus and that fountain which spreads abroad so wide a river of speech. I made response to him with bashful forehead. Oh, the other poets, honor and light, avail me the long study and great love that have impelled me to explore thy volume. Thou art my master and my author thou art alone from Thou art alone the one from whom I took the beautiful style that has done honor to me. Behold the beast for which I have turned back. Do thou protect me from her, famous sage, for she doth make my veins and pulses tremble. Thee it behooves to take another road, responded he, when he beheld me weeping. If from the savage place thou would escape, because this beast at which thou criest out suffers not anyone to pass her way, but so doth harass him that she destroys him, and has a nature so malign and ruthless that never doth she glut her greedy will, and after food is hungrier than before. Many the animals whom she weds, and they shall be still until the greyhound comes, who shall make her perish in her pain. He shall not feed on either earth or pelf, but upon wisdom and on love and virtue. Twixt Feltro and Feltro shall his nation be. Of that low Italy shall he be the savior, on whose account the maid Camilla died, Euryalus, Turnus, Nisus of their wounds. Though every city shall he hunt her down. Okay, sorry, I lost my place. Until he shall have driven her back to hell. There from whence envy first did let her loose, therefore I think and judge it best for thy guide. Thou follow me, and I will be thy guide, and lead thee hence through eternal place, where thou shalt hear the desperate lamentations. Shalt see ancient spirits disconsolate, who cry out each one for the second death, and thou shalt see those who contented are within the fire, because they hope to come, whenever it may be, to the blessed people. To whom, then, if thou wishest to ascend, a soul shall be for that, then I more worthy. With her at my departure I will leave thee, because that emperor who reigns above, in that I was rebellious to his law, wills that through me none come into his city. He governs everywhere, and there he reigns. There is his city and his lofty throne. O happy he whom thereto he elects, and I to him. Poet, I thee entreat, by that same God whom thou didst never know, so that I may escape this woe and worse, thou wouldst conduct me there where thou hast said, that I may see the portal of St. Peter, and thou, though who makest so disconsolate. And then he moved on, and I behind him followed. Day was departing, and the embrowned air released the animals that are on the earth from their fatigues, and I, the only one, made myself ready to sustain the war, both of the way and likeness of the woe, which memory shall retrace, that erreth not. O Muses, O high genius, now assist me. O memory that didst write down what I saw, and here thy nobility shall be manifest. And I began, poet who guidest me, regard my manhood if it be sufficient, ere to the arduous path thou dost confide me. Thou sayest that a Silvius the parent, while yet corruptible unto the world, immortal went and was there bodily. But if the adversary of all evil was courteous, thinking of the high effect that issued from him, and who and what to men of intellect it unmeet, it seems not. For he was of great Rome and of her empire, in the imperial heaven as father chosen, the which and the what, wishing to speak the truth, were established as a holy place, wherein sits the successor of the greatest Peter. Upon this journey, whence thou givest him vaunt, things he did hear, which the occasion were, both of his victory in the papal mantle, thither went afterwards of the chosen vessel, to bring back comfort thence into that faith, which of salvation's way is the beginning. But I, why thither come, or who concedes it? Not Aeneas, I am not Paul, nor I nor others think me worthy of it. Therefore, if I resign myself to come, I fear the coming may be ill-advised. Yeah, okay. Thou art wise, and thou knowest better when I speak, and he is who unwills what he willed, and by new thoughts doth his intention change, so that his design he quite withdraws. Such I became, upon the dark hillside, because in thinking I consumed the emprise, which was so very prompt in the beginning. If I have well thy language understood, replied that shade of the magnanimous, thy soul attained is with cowardice, which many times a man encumbers so, it turns him back from the honored enterprise, as false sight does a beast when he is shy. That thou mayst free thee from this apprehension, I'll tell thee why I came, and what I heard at the first moment when I grieved for thee. Among those was I who were in suspense. And a fair, saintly lady called to me. In such wise I besought to her to command me. Her eyes were shining brighter than the star, and she began to say, gentle and low, with voice angelical in her own language, O spirit courteous of Mantua, of whom the fame still in the world endures, and shall endure, long-lasting in the world. A friend of mine, and not the friend of fortune, upon the desert slope is so impeded, upon his way that he is turned through terror, and I may fear him may already be lost, so lost, that I too late have risen to his succor, from that which I have heard of him in heaven. Bestir thee now, and with thy speech ornate, and with what needful is for this release, assist him so that I may be consoled. Beatrice am I, who do bid thee go. I come from there, which I would fain return. Love moved me, which compelleth me to speak. When I shall be in the presence of my Lord, full often will I praise thee unto him. And then paused she, and thereafter I began. O Lady of Virtue, thou alone, through whom the human race exceedeth, all contained within the heaven that has lesser circles, so grateful unto me is thy commandment to obey, if 'twere already done were late. No farther needest thou ope to me thy wish, but the cause tell me why thou doth not shun the here descending unto the center. From thy vast place thou burnest to return to. Since thou would fain so inwardly discern, briefly will I relate, she answered me, why I am not afraid to enter here. Of those things should only one be afraid, which have the power of doing others harm, of thy rest, no, because they are not fearful. God in his mercy such created me, that misery of yours attains me nor any flame assails me of this burning. A gentle lady is in heaven who grieves at this impediment to which I send thee. So that stern judgment there above is broken. In her entreaty she besought Lucia, and said, thy faithful one now stands in need of thee, and unto thee I recommend him. Lucia, foe of all that cruel is, hastened away and come into place where I was sitting with the ancient Rachel. Beatrice, said she, the true praise of God, why succorest thou not him who loved thee so? For thee he issued from the vulgar herd. Dost thou not hear the pity of his plaint? Thou dost not see the death that combats him beside the flood, where ocean has no vaunt. Never were persons in the world so swift to work their weal and to escape their woe, as I, after such words as these were uttered, came hither downward from my blessed seat, confiding in thy dignified discourse, which honors thee and those who have listened to it. After thus she had spoken unto me, weeping her shining eyes, she turned away, whereby she made me swifter in my coming. And unto thee I came, she desired. I have delivered thee from that wild beast which barred thy beautiful mountain shore ascent. What is it then? Why dost thou delay? Why is such baseness bedded in thy heart? Daring and hardihood, why hast thou not seen that three such ladies, Benedite, are caring for thee in the court of heaven? And so much my good speech doth promise thee, even as the flowerets by nocturnal chill bow down and close when the sun whitens them, uplift themselves all open upon their stems, such I became with my exhausted strength, and such good courage to my heart their coursed, that I began like an intrepid person. O she compassionate who succored me, and courteous thou who hast obeyed so soon, thou the words of truth which she has addressed to thee. Thou hast my heart so which desire disposed to the adventure with these words of thine, to that my first intent I have returned. Now go, for one soul will is in us both, thou leader and thou lord and master thou. Thus said I to him, and when he had moved, I entered on the deep and savage way. Fuck. Okay. Fuck. Through me, the way is to the city Doland. Through me, the way is to eternal dole. Through me, the way among the people lost, justice incited by sublime creator, created me divine omnipotence, the highest wisdom and primal love. Before me there were no created things, only eternal, and I eternal last. All hope abandon ye who enter in. These words in somber color I beheld, written upon the summit of a gate, whence I, their senses master hard to me, and to heed him he as one experienced. Here all suspicion must be abandoned. All cowardice needs to be here extinct. Fuck. We to place that have come, where I have told thee, thou shalt behold the people of Dolores, who have forgone the good of intellect. And after he laid his hand on mine, with joyful mien, whence I was comforted, he led me in among the secret things, their sides complete and ocultations loud, resounded through the air without a star. Whence I at beginning wept thereat, languages diverse, horrible dialects, accents of anger, words of agony, and voices high and hoarse, with sounds of hands, made up a tumult that goes whirling on forever in the air, forever black, even as the sand doth with the whirlwind breeze. And I, who had my head with the horror bound, said mass. Said, Master, what is this which I now hear? What folk is this which seems by pain so vanquished? And he said to me, this miserable mode maintained the melancholy souls of those who lived without an infamy or praise. Commingled are they with the caitiff choir of angels who have not rebellious been, nor faithful were to God, but were for self. The heavens expelled them not to be less fair, nor them that nevermore abyss receives. For the glory none of the damned would have from them. And I, O Master, what grievous is to thee that maketh them lament so sore? He answered, I will tell thee very briefly. These people have not any hope of death, and this blind life of theirs is so debased. The envious are of every other fate. No fame of them the world permits to be. Misericord and justice both disdain them. Let us not speak of them, but look and pass. And I, who looked again, beheld a banner, which whirling round ran on so rapidly, that of all pause it seemed to me indignant. And after it there came so long a train of people that I never would have believed that ever death had so undone. Oh, fuck. I gotta turn the page. Fuck. When some among them I had recognized, I looked and I beheld the shade of him who made through cowardice a great refusal, forthwith I comprehended and was certain that this the sect was of the caitiff wretches, hateful to God and to his enemies. These miscreants, who never were alive, were naked and were stung exceedingly by gadflies and hornets that were there. These did their faces irrigate with blood, which their tears commingled at their feet. by the disgusting worms that had was gathered up, and when to gazing further I betook me, people, oh, fuck, okay, and that was hysterical reading of Dante's Inferno. God damn it.